Dear respected viewers, let us listen to some practices of Allah's final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that guide and show us how to respect other Muslims. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam would always safeguard his tongue and only speak when necessary. He showed love to whoever arrived. He never said or did anything that could lead to hatred arising. He kept the high rank of a person from a certain community in mind and would establish them as leaders. He instructed people to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took care of, managed, and looked after the matters of his companions alayhim ridwan. He highlighted the goodness in people and empowered them with encouragement. He also described what bad things were and stopped people from acting upon them. He took the middle path in his approach to everything with moderation and balance. He would rectify people. At all times, he would make dhikr of Allah and remember Him. When going somewhere, he would sit wherever he found space and taught others to do the same. He would fulfill everyone's rights. Everyone who came to the Prophet ﷺ would feel he loved them most. If anyone came to speak with him, the Prophet ﷺ would stay with them until the person left. He would not retract his blessed hand first when shaking hands with others. He gave to whoever asked. His generosity and good character were for everyone. His gatherings were filled with knowledge, forbearance, modesty, patience, and trust. There would be no commotion in his gatherings, nor would anyone be humiliated. If someone made an accidental mistake in his gathering, it would not be publicized. When turning his attention towards someone, he would turn towards them fully. He would not stare at people's faces. He was more modest than an unmarried girl. He would be first in greeting with salam. He would even give salam to children. Whenever anyone called upon him, he would respond with labbaik, means I am present. He would not stretch his blessed legs towards others in his gatherings. He would mostly sit facing the Qibla. He would never seek requital for himself. Instead of responding to evil with evil, he would pardon others. Apart from jihad in the way of Allah, he never struck anyone down or hit a servant. The same applies to his immaculate treatment of women. He never hit any of his blessed wives. Subhanallah. He was gentle in his speech. The Prophet ﷺ himself declared, in the sight of Allah, the worst of people on the day of judgment will be he who was abandoned by people due to ill speech. He spoke slowly to the extent that if someone wished to count his blessed words, they could do so. He was gentle in his temperament and cheerful in disposition. He would not use harsh speech. He did not accuse or defame anyone. He was not selfish. He would not seek faults in people. He would only speak that which was rewardable. When a stranger or traveler would ask questions in a harsh manner, he would display patience. He would not interject in another's speech. However, if someone began to exceed their limits, he would prevent them or leave entirely. His simplicity was such that he kept no special seating place for himself. He would rest upon a mat and sometimes upon the bare ground. He would never laugh out loud. The companions alayhim ridwan say he smiled more than anyone else. Abdullah bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala said, I have not seen anyone who smiled more than Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grant us tawfiq to adopt these things from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personality. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم.